IVM.
Have you really noticed that people who really need to get fit are actually the ones who are not motivated enough or easily fall off the bandwagon before they can actually make it a lifestyle? Whereas the people who have good health and fitness statistics seem to have it all under control, or they look like they've completely figured it out. You know, and I'm sure the people who are not very motivated constantly tell the people who are super fit that, yeah, for you it's very easy and all of that. But clearly, knowing the right thing to do and doing the right thing to do are actually two different things, because it's not like the unfit people don't know that they're not supposed to eat sugar or they're supposed to exercise every day. They all know it. But then what is stopping us? And especially, I've received a lot of requests from people asking me to talk about motivation and how to stick to a particular routine or stick to working out and enjoying it. So that is why I have come up with this thought of Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays, which is, according to me, a perfect mix of action and motivation. Tuesday to kickstart your active lifestyle, and every Thursday, I will share how my learnings from sport, fitness and spirituality have not only helped me survive but to thrive in my personal and entrepreneurial life, which today I can call as my kinetic life. Fear can cripple you physically. At least for me, I feel sick to my stomach, like someone's churning a knot inside. My mind is not able to fully relax. I'm not able to breathe. My mind becomes distracted. But ironically, I'm still aware of the situation that I'm fearful. 2 weeks back at the gym, I was doing box jumps, and it's not like I've not done it before. But before every attempt, it seems slightly daunting. Of course, because I'm jumping a 4 feet box and I'm 5 feet. But by the second set of my box jumps, I realized that due to fear, as I came close to the box, my right hand would land on the box for support to jump up. Whereas, in order to get the power to jump up, one has to swing both their hands forward and upward in their complete range of motion. So, of course, if my hand was landing on the box, I was more dependent on it to land. But when I decided to fully commit to it and swing both my arms properly in my full range of motion, I jumped my best, and my landing on the box was smooth as butter. And this was because I was aware of the fact that I was fearful and it was holding me back. I repeated this corrected movement for the next 2 sets. And not only did I do them really well, but I also got the confidence and faith back in myself. So, what I'm trying to say is that fear can hold you back more than necessary, more than you think. Sometimes you need it in order to focus. Sometimes you need it so that it pushes you a little bit more. But make sure that you're aware of your thought trails and actions. Make sure that the fear is not holding you back from giving it your best. Otherwise, it will hinder your performance. Once you start focusing on doing your best in order to thrive, the possibility of fear will not survive. This is Coach Urmi on Thriving Thursdays. Stay strong.